Hello, this is Kenneth Wong for Easy Burmese. Welcome back. Here are the exercises and the pattern practices related to Chapter 6, Going Places. When Nying U explains to Win Sang where his girlfriend Samantha wants to go, he says, Samantha, shui de gong thua jian de. Samantha, shui de gong thua jian de. Notice how the desired destination shui de gong comes before the phrase thua jian de, which translates to want to go. So using this pattern, you can say, for example, Jonathan Mandalay thua jian de. Jonathan wants to go to Mandalay. Kelly Yangon thua jian de. Kelly wants to go to Yangon. Momo Gandoji thua jian de. Momo wants to go to Gandoji. And so on. Let's practice this format a few times. I'll give you the English lines and then followed by how you would say it in Burmese. Okay, here we go. John wants to go to Mandalay. John Mandalay thua jian de. Mimme wants to go to Yangon. Mimme Yangon thua jian de. Julie wants to go to Singapore. Julie Singapore thua jian de. Nying U wants to go to shui de gong. Nying U shui de gong thua jian de. Win Sang wants to go to Dongji. Win Sang Dongji thua jian de. Related to this, I think I should also teach you how to say don't want to do something. So the affirmative form is thua jian de. That's want to go. The negative form for that is mathua jian bu. Mathua jian bu. It's fairly simple. You put the negative marker ma in front of the verb thua jian, want to go. And you don't pronounce the ma all the way as ma, but you pronounce it halfway as ma. So you end up with mathua jian, mathua jian. And then finally, because it is a negative statement, you have to end it with bu, the negative sentence end. So it is not mathua jian de, that would be wrong. You have to say mathua jian bu, mathua jian bu. That's how you convert thua jian de, the affirmative form, want to go, to don't want to go, mathua jian bu. A note about the auxiliary verb, the Burmese equivalent of want to. Sometimes, following some verbs, it is pronounced as jian, and with some verbs, it changes to chin. So you have to pay attention to that. For example, when people say want to go, it's thua jian de. And don't want to go is mathua jian bu, with a J sound. But when people say want to drink, it is thau chin de. And don't want to drink is mathau chin bu, with a sound that is much closer to CH sound. So pay attention to that. Okay, let's do some exercises, shall we? I'll give you a Burmese phrase, want to do something, followed by the English explanation for it, and then convert it to a negative form. Here we go. Sa jian de, want to eat. Ma sa jian bu, don't want to eat. Tha jian de, want to drink. Ma tha jian bu, don't want to drink. La jian de, want to come. Mala jimbu, don't want to come. Ek chinde, want to sleep. Ma ek chimbu, don't want to sleep. Na jinde, want to rest. Ma na jimbu, don't want to rest. Dui jinde, want to meet. Ma dui jimbu, don't want to meet. Taing jin de, want to sit. Ma taing jin bu, don't want to sit. Bian jin de, want to go home, want to leave. Ma bian jin bu, don't want to go home, don't want to leave. Let's move on to counting blocks. As in one block, two blocks, three blocks, the distance that you might walk. When giving direction to Nying U, Win Sang says, "She did it, thong block shop. She did it, thong block shop. She did it is straight ahead. Shop is the verb to walk. Thong block is the key here. That's three blocks. That's the combination of the Burmese word three for the number three and block, the Burmese way of pronouncing blocks. Okay, so let's teach you how to say one block to 10 blocks. You'll notice that the word block does not have a plural form. The number carries all the weight. So if the number is a plural number, people understand you mean more than one blocks. So you don't have to change the word block into something else the way you would have to change the English word block into the plural form blocks. This rule holds true whenever you use a noun preceded by a number. You don't have to change the noun into a plural form. This is how you count 1 to 10 blocks. I'll do each 2 times. That's in Burmese, followed by English. Here we go. Double up, 1 block. Double up, 1 block. Double up, 2 blocks. Double up, 2 blocks. Thong blap, 3 blocks. Thong blap, 3 blocks. Le blap, 4 blocks. Le blap, 4 blocks. Nga blap, 5 blocks. Nga blap, 5 blocks. Chow blap, 6 blocks. Chow blap, 6 blocks. Quana blap, 7 blocks. Quana blap, 7 blocks. Ship blap, 8 blocks. Ship blap, 8 blocks. Go blap, 9 blocks. Go blap, 9 blocks. Say blap, 10 blocks. Say blap, 10 blocks. Let's do some exercises saying walk straight ahead for a certain number of blocks. The phrase that you need to use is shit dead it, and then a certain number of blocks, sharp to walk. Shit dead it, the number of blocks, sharp to walk. I'll give you the English prompt, followed by the Burmese answer to it. Here we go. Walk straight ahead for 1 block. Shit dead it. Double up, sharp. Walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. Shit dead it, lay block, sharp. Walk straight ahead for 6 blocks. Shit dead it, chug block, sharp. Walk straight ahead for 9 blocks. Shit dead it, go block, sharp. Walk straight ahead for 10 blocks. She did it. Say block shop. Let's move on to learning how to say left and right. In Burmese, that is be and nya. Be is for left, nya is for right. One more time. Be is for left, nya is for right. In Winston's direction, when he says turn right at the traffic light, he says, Mi point ma, nya cho. Mi point ma, nya cho. Where the word for traffic light is mi point and nya is the direction right. Now, if he had wanted to say turn left at the traffic light, he would have said, Mi point ma, be cho. Mi point ma, be cho. Let's do some exercises. I'll give you the English prompt along with the Burmese word that you'll need to say the landmark that you can use as reference. And then you have to figure out how to say turn left or turn right and put it all together. Okay? Here we go. At the traffic light, mi point, turn left. Mi point ma, bae cho. At the bus stop, mat dai, turn right. Matai ma, nya cho. At the bus stop, matai, turn left. Matai ma, be cho. At the bookstop, sa outside, turn left. 사옥사이마 배초. At the tea shop, 라페예자이, turn right. 라페예자이마 냐초. At the fritter shop, 어쩌자이, turn left. 어쩌자이마 배초. At the traffic light, 미포인, turn right. 미포인마 냐초. In Winston's direction, there is also this phrase, 코나마타인소, 역비. After 7 stops, you'll be there, or you would have arrived. 코나마타인소, 역비. After 7 stops, you would have arrived. 마타인 is the word for bus stops. So let me also teach you how to say 1 to 10 bus stops. I'll do Burmese followed by English, and I will do each entry twice. Let's start. Damatai, 1 stop. Damatai, 1 stop. Namatai, 2 stops. Namatai, 2 stops. Thongmatai, 3 stops. Thongmatai, 3 stops. Leimatai, 4 stops. Leimatai, 4 stops. Nga matai, 5 stops. Nga matai, 5 stops. Chak matai, 6 stops. Chak matai, 6 stops. Kwana matai, 7 stops. Kwana matai, 7 stops. Shi matai, 8 stops. Shi matai, 8 stops. Go matai, 9 stops. Go matai, 9 stops. Se matai, 10 stops. Se matai, 10 stops. I'll recommend going back to the section about counting blocks from 1 block to 10 blocks, and also listen to this again, counting bus stops from 1 to 10 bus stops, so you know how to say 1 to 10 in Burmese and pair it up with the appropriate nouns that you may learn. Learning to count will allow you to say, for example, after 8 stops, you'll be there by saying 10마당소 역비, or after 2 stops, you'll be there by saying 10마당소 역비, and so on and so forth. Please look at the exercises listed in the book and try to figure out how to say these. By the way, there are some words that are bound to appear repeatedly when somebody tries to give you directions because they are very much part of the Burmese landscape. So let me give you these words so that you recognize them when you hear them. The first is paya, that's pagoda. Paya, pagoda. The next word is jaung, that's school. Jaung, that's school. The other one is Pongjijang, a monastery. Pongjijang, monastery. By the way, sometimes people also use the word jang, the same word that you might use for school, for Pongjijang, if the context makes it clear that they are referring to a monastery and not a public school. The last one I want to teach you is Lapeyezai, tea shop. Lapeyezai, tea shop. That is all the exercises and the pattern practices for this chapter. I will see you in the next chapter.